108, Studio 108, there's Strippers Union and Bulletproof White Limo. We are live at Grand Avenue Studio. Mike Tyler with Rob Baker from the Tragically Hip, as well as Pat Stewart and Craig Northley, formerly of The Odds. And we were talking about the new album, which is in stores now. And we know you had a lot of laughs. We know you had a lot of late nights, a lot of fun times making the album. Can you tell us about who produced the album and what kind of stuff you wanted to put on this album that maybe you hadn't done before?
Yeah, Craig and I produced the record with the help of our good buddy Aaron, who's at the back of the room over there.
Aaron Holmberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Give it up. Give it up for Double A.
Mark Vraken mixed it, who's familiar to a lot of hip fans.
He's been our sound man and producer, co-producer for many, many years. 16 years, I think he's been with us. Mm-hmm. I think he was 7 when he joined the organization.
Right. You talked about how you want to be in two great bands, and you kind of evaded the question about priorities. But I'm wondering, is this a one time off thing, or is this something that you hope and really want to have as a long term project on the side?
Yeah, well, that's in the hands of the people now, really.
He's evading again.
They have to vote on it, if they buy it, then I want to. You know, these guys are my friends, as well as the Hip Dudes, and I'm in the business of making music with my friends, having as much fun as I can possibly have. And I think the more fun I have, the more people appreciate it, and I'm going to keep telling myself that. And I just want to keep writing music and putting it out there. And I'll do that with the Hip guys, and when I have openings in my schedule, then I will do it with other people, and these are my first choice.
I think it's the same, you know, it's an interesting question because it doesn't get asked. If you're in a band, that question gets asked of you all the time. But if you're an actor and you have two movies coming out in sequence, or you do movies with different actors and everything seems to be, how does Adam Sandler have 6 things in a year? Do you know how much time it takes? You go, wow, no one ever asks. Is that all you're going to do, is this one movie, you know, and then do right. another movie with the same director? I think it's because the people don't see where there's holes in your schedule. A band like The Odds or The Hip have some months where they're getting together something, or they're gestating, and so sometimes you can sit there and do something else and have something else to offer.
Yeah, they're infuriating things. You record a record, and you just want to get out and play that record. It's mixed. It's in the can. Let's go. Let's tour. Let's get out there. And the record company says, we'd like about 5 months to set this thing up and put all the pieces in place. If you could just hold tight, lay low for 5 months.
Right.
And, you lay low for 5 months, sit around mowing the lawn and gardening and walking the dog. After 5 months, your chops are pretty rusty when you go out on tour. You need to keep busy. You need to stay creative and doing things.
And you guys are going to keep busy because you're heading out in the road. How long of a... It's a cross-Canada tour, doing club dates. I know you're in Toronto at the Mod Club June 23rd.
Yeah, we're doing a week of dates right now.
We're here in Hamilton, too.
Saturday night in Hamilton.
Right.
And we're hoping to do a cross-Canada tour sort of end of August through September.
Good stuff.
Focus it on September.
Well, the album's in stores now, and I think we have time for one more track, guys, if you feel like...
We'll send this out to our brothers in the Colin James band, because I'm out here doing that tonight in Cambridge and last night in Mississauga, and they've been great. Colin's been great.
What's this one called, Craig?
This one's called Give Up and Go Away.
Studio 108 with Strippers Union.